Chapter 2. Waves broke endlessly on the sands of Mossflower's western shore, with the lonely hissing sigh that is the music of the sea. Late noon sun was still warming the beach above the tide line, where the mountain of Salamandastron towered over all. Brang the Badger Lord and his trusty companion, General Flackbuth, sat watching a young hare drilling a group of leverets in the use of the sword. Brang nodded in admiration of the blade master.
I tell you, Flack, that young buckler Cordine is by far the best we've seen here since his grandsire, Ferrin. What do you think, eh?
The old officer brushed a paw over his drooping military mustachio.
Humph! I don't doubt your word, sir. Not being old enough to remember Ferrin, what?
Brang gave a deep, rumbling chuck.
No, of course not. I'm the only one on this mountain still alive to tell the tale. That's the trouble with living several lifespans more than most beasts. Ho, ho, ho! See that, Flack? Well parried, young un.
Buckler had just returned the stroke of another hare's lunge. With an expert flick, he sent his opponent's sabre whirling in the air. The blade flashed in the sunlight, landing point first in the damp sand. Executing a swift half-turn, the blade master disarmed an attacker who had been stealing up on him. He shook his head at the culprit.
Never hesitate when you see an opening, Tormy. I felt you behind me before I saw you. Remember, a slow beast is a dead beast. You'll have to move faster.
Tormy picked up his blade ruefully.
I say, bucko thing, do you think I'll ever be as jolly good as you are, what?
Buckler shrugged.
That's up to you, mate. Keep practising. Also, if I were you, I'd choose a lighter blade. You lack the paw power to wield a sabre. Try a long rapier.
The leveret cast a longing glance at Buckler's blade.
Like that blinking beauty of yours?
The blade master cleaved air with his own special sword. It was a peculiar hybrid, longer than other rapiers, honed razor sharp on both edges, with a cross-basketed hilt. The blade was thicker than that of a rapier, but superbly tempered to give it flexibility. Buckler winked good-naturedly at his pupil.
There's not another sword anywhere like this, and I designed it myself, but he made it. Isn't that right, Brang?
A flicker of annoyance showed in the Badger Lord's dark eyes. He beckoned Buckler to attend him. Saluting the leverets with his blade, Buckler dismissed them.
That's enough for today, thank you.
They returned his salute with various weapons, a sabre, a cutlass, a claymore and a broadsword. Sloping his blade over one shoulder, Buckler wandered over to where the huge badger was seated.
What's the matter? Have I done something wrong?
Brang took the sword. He held it, feeling the balance. Bending the supple blade in an arc, he let it twang back straight as a die.
I had my doubts about forging this, but you were right. It's a perfect weapon for you. I'll tell you what you've done wrong, young'un. Not showing your superiors the proper respect, that's what.
Returning the sword, Brang turned his back on Buckler, staring fixedly out to sea. The young blade master sighed audibly as General Flackbuth continued where the badger had left off.
It's the custom, laddie buck, to give title to those who've jolly well earned it. What? How dare you refer to the ruler of Salamandastron as Brang? 'Tis your duty to address him as my lord or sir. Do you hear me?
Buckler stared coolly at the general.
Aye, I hear ye.
Flackbuth bellowed in his face.
I hear ye, general!
Buckler shrugged, repeating slowly.
I hear ye, general.
Lord Brang turned back, his expression softening as he addressed the young hare.
Come up to the forge chamber with me, buck. It's high time you and I had a talk.
Buckler gathered up his array of training swords. He piled them into the waiting paws of his trusty assistants, Subaltern, Mellerton, Gubthorpe, Digglethwaite, or Diggs as he was more commonly known. He was the same age as Buckler, though marginally smaller and markedly tubby. They were lifelong friends, if poles apart in their views of mountain life and etiquette. Diggs nodded toward the retreating Badger Lord.
What ho, Buck? Are you in the stew again, what? Has old Flackbuth slapped a blinking fizzer on you?
Buckler winked at his friend.
No, it's just that the big fellow wants to give me another lecture. Put the blades away, Diggs. I'll catch up with you in the mess at supper.